With heatwave conditions across much of the south and east, an air-conditioned cinema may be just the thing over the next few days. And back again to tell us which big screen offerings are worth the ever-inflating price is film critic Stephen A. Russell. Stephen, joining us from a hot and sultry Melbourne, are you?
Barbara, I do not cope with this very well at all. It is not in my DNA, you know, so...
Yes, I know. Well, tell us, what's hot in the for the escape in the movie world?
Well, look, if you're looking to cool down a bit, maybe Too Cool for School, Nouvelle Vague might be the film for you.
Whoa, a French one?
It sort of is, Barbara. It's actually from American filmmaker Richard Linklater, the indie director behind hits like Boyhood and the Before Sunrise trilogy. But look, he clearly adores the work of iconoclast French filmmaker Jean-Luc Godard, who was a leading proponent of the French New Wave, which was, you know, kind of changed the way that cinema looked and felt during the swinging 60s. And so basically, Linklater has created this biopic, and it's his lettre de mort to Godard's debut feature Breathless, or A Bout de Souffle, which was one that really, you know, it really shook things up. He, you know, Godard kind of threw out scripts in favour of spontaneity. He embraced walking, talking scenes that, you know, people love Aaron Sorkin. We'll see where that came from. And the jump cut, you know, really startling edits. And so what Linklater has done is he's cast a relative newcomer, Guillaume Marbeck, as Godard in 1959, just when he leaves Cahiers du Cinéma, the kind of, you know, revered film criticism magazine, to see if he can try the other side and make his own film. And Linklater also casts Aubrey Dullin, another newcomer, as Jean-Paul Belmondo, the boxer who became, you know, Godard's breakout star. But I tell you what, Barbara, my favourite person in this film is juror number two actor Zoe Dauch, who plays the American star Jean Seberg. And let me tell you, Barbara, if you want a little bit of a laugh, there is nothing funnier than seeing just how little Jean Seberg was impressed with Godard's chaotic shoot.
Wow, and most of the film is in French language, but let's just get a flavour.
Sure. Si ils commencent à réfléchir à leur dialogue, ils seront préparés.
Yeah, that's true. I could see how that would be a big mistake, right?
Ah oui. Vous penseriez à comment vous voudriez le faire, pas comment moi je voudrais que vous le fassiez. Mm-hmm. Avec ma méthode, vous devez donner plus de vous-même dans l'instant.
Certainly test my school French.
Yes.
But do you, obviously you can read the subtitles, but do you have to be familiar with Breathless or Godard's work more generally to really enjoy this one?
Look, if you're a Godard stan, you're going to have an amazing time, obviously. But you really don't have to, Barbara. As I said, it's just really, really funny, you know? Zoe Dauch is just... The eye rolls in this film alone are worth it, as Seberg, you know, loses her mind with Godard. But look, it's also... It looks beautiful. It's shot in black and white by David Sean Beale. It's got a fabulously jazzy 60s soundtrack, straight from Paris. And, you know, it is a historical fiction. This is not a documentary, you know. We're reading between Godard's lines. But look, Linklater clearly loves the material. And I think anyone who just enjoys film history, or even just, you know, if you just take it at face value, it is a love letter to, you know, behind the scenes, to filmmaking itself. And it is very, very funny. Honestly, Zoe Dauch is all of us when she is losing her patience with a man who cannot be bothered to explain what he wants or how he wants it or when he wants it.
It does sound fun. Tell us what else is on your radar.
Yes, Barbara, I'm gonna be a little cheeky this week and jump ahead to next week's releases and talk about Hamnet. Now, the reason I want to do that is because Irish actor Jessie Buckley, she literally just won Best Actress at the Critics' Choice Awards, so there's now a lot of buzz about whether she can translate that into an Oscar. And also, while we're talking about the Critics' Choice, Australian actors Sarah Snook and Jacob Elordi won prizes there, so congrats to them.
Absolutely, yes. And I was saying yesterday, I did enjoy that All Her Fault with Sarah Snook.
Yes, so good.
It was fun, yes. Stephen, stay cool and thank you so much again.
Oh, thank you. Do go see Hamnet, it's gorgeous.